This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Let's do a podcast on a Monday. What's up?
Oh, hi, Jerry. So we have our big DJ show this Friday. It does start with the warm-up program, even though our names aren't in the promos, Jerry.
you told me this last week.
Yeah, it does say it starts at 5 a.m. That's us. That's me and Jerry.
Yes, I know.
So the night before, we'll all be down there or in the area. I'm not sure if you'll be coming to dinner because we're going to go to dinner.
I don't know.
So I've been tasked with finding the place for dinner.
So where is dinner's going to be? Down the shore?
Yeah. So I'm looking in the Bradley Beach, Belmar, Asbury Park area. Here's the problem. I know everyone's coming from different directions.
Yeah.
A lot of the places in Asbury Park and Bradley Beach, there's no parking.
Right.
You just got to find street parking. And I hate a restaurant that has no street parking.
I hear you.
I mean, that has no parking lot. Now, I'll do it in Bradley Beach and Asbury because I'm one car.
Right.
Right. If I'm sending all these people just for my one table, we're all going to converge. So that's how today I'm going to narrow it down. I'm going to look at my list of places that I like to go, and I'm going to find one that has a parking lot.
I like that idea.
I need a parking lot restaurant.
What time is dinner?
I think 6:30. Brutal. I want to be asleep.
The problem for me is my son has a game at 5 and another game at 8.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance.
No, I know. And I was wondering if I can get to the game at 5, maybe I pass on the game at 8, but I'm not going to get to the game at 5 on time because I'm playing golf with Greg. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do. To be quite honest, I don't know what to do. So probably pass on dinner.
Somebody had suggested a place called Brando's in Asbury Park, which I just happened to be at Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
But here's the problem. So Saturday, you know, it was beautiful weather this weekend, so down the shore is busy. And again, Asbury Park just has street parking.
Yep.
And I picked the place, and as we were driving there, Gina goes, "Oh, I'm so surprised you picked this." Says, "You know, there's no park. There's not a parking lot." I go, "Yeah." Well, that's true. I go, "Well, you know, this should be street parking." Get there. There's no parking, Jerry. I'm cursing up. I'm never coming to this town again unless we walk. Ended up having to park across the street at the train station in Asbury Park, which doesn't appear to be the safest place.
Okay.
So it was a little nerve-wracking getting out of the car and parking your car there.
But everything went well.
Everything went well. It was a good dinner. It's a great place. It is. Gina even said, "Oh, Boomer would love this." He would love it. But I want to hear them complaining about parking.
They don't have valet?
No.
Really?
No valet.
Wow, that's...
You park yourself.
It's tough.
Yeah. So I think I have a place in mind, which I don't want to say because I don't want,
all
of my fans going there, Jerry.
I understand.
But it's got a parking lot. But the places with parking lots aren't super nice places.
Yeah,
They're fine.
Yeah.
But I'm...
The place you were going to go to, I like a lot. In Neptune. That Boomer said no to. Jump on the barrier. Remember he was talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah, place is fine.
Especially you can sit outside. It's great.
Yeah. I agree. You can get a regular steamed broccoli there as a side, Jerry.
That too.
You know me.
I just meant atmosphere-wise.
Yeah.
I happen to love the place.
Yep.
But whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So I'll be tasked with that. Then the other thing I'm going to be annoyed at is if reservations are at 6:30, I don't need these guys calling me at 6:30 saying they're running late.
No one will be there at 6:30 except you.
I am an on-time person.
When we went to Gabriella's.
Yeah.
Who was late? Everybody.
Boomer. Me and you were the only ones here. Me, you, and Eddie.
We were there on time.
We're on time,
Everyone
guys.
Everyone else showed up about a half hour after our time.
Yep.
So 6:30 is really going to be 7. How many people are going?
I don't know. Maybe just the four of us.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big crew.
Okay, then that should be an hour and a half. An hour.
Yeah, that should be fine.
So even 7, you're done by 8:30.
Awesome.
What can I tell you? Hey, it's Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. That's the only way to approach it. You know what? Even if you only get 6 hours sleep, so what?
The only other thing we know I don't enjoy, Jerry, is travel. Airplane travel, yeah, sure. That sort of thing. I just don't like it. So, and Gina gets very annoyed that I don't want to go anywhere. Her son doesn't want to go anywhere. No one wants to go anywhere.
Yes, I hear you.
So she had booked a trip to Paris, work-related.
Right.
A conference. So I had to drive her to the airport yesterday, which I did not act annoyed at.
But you are.
But I was, because I don't want to drive an hour up and an hour back.
It's a waste of time, I know.
Plus the same roads we drive to work every day.
I understand.
If it was different roads, I'd be fine. But I asked Eddie Pryor, I go, Eddie, I have to do this, right? He goes, yes. So
could have got her a car.
I could have. But I don't know. I said enough with the spending money.
Well, that's true, too. It would have been a couple $100.
Right. No. So I did that. It was fine.
Probably she could have got herself a car.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Oh,
by the way.
Thank you.
Just saying.
So her flight was supposed to take off at 6:30 p.m. Sunday to go to France. Nonstop, France. It gets delayed an hour. Then she sends me a picture of her selfie in line to get onto the plane. Gets canceled till tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that sucks. Does the airline put them up in a case like
that?
Yeah,
so the airline put her up at a hotel.
That's got to be chaos.
And got her an Uber.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but
it's amazing.
She said it was all actually via email.
Really?
So they sent an email. They said you can book at one of these three hotels.
Okay.
And she picked one in Jersey City that was in a nicer area, Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
Her other options was a hotel in Mahwa.
Not at the airport?
No.
Aren't there three hotels there?
But they're all booked because so many flights are just getting canceled.
Got it.
Or someplace in Newark. God knows what's going on there.
There's beautiful hotels in Newark.
There are?
It's like New York. Yeah. Like Newark is like New York City in that. Like you go by the Prudential Center.
Yeah.
A really nice area. You walk 4 blocks the wrong way, not a nice area.
Right.
Very much like New York City.
And Asbury Park.
Probably. So I'm sure there's a Marriott or a Hilton.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's beautiful places.
I go to the Jersey City one.
Yeah.
It's in the Art Deco district, Jerry.
Sounds lovely.
So she said it was just done like an email. They send you an email. You click the link of which hotel you want to go to.
Yeah.
You click the link for the Uber voucher and it credits your account, your
wow.
Uber account.
That's really great.
So that was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
That was not bad. But now she checks out at the hotel at, noon checkout and her flight's at 8.
Oh, God. So then she's going to have those. She'll be at the airport by 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Well.
This is why I don't travel. I don't like traveling.
I would not travel overseas right now.
Yeah.
Or for nothing. I would still travel, but I would not. And I would do off-peak stuff. And,
yeah.
I'm not flying out on like Saturday morning at 8. I wouldn't take that flight to Disney. You imagine what that mess would be like?
Right. Ugh,
no thanks. But I would still do stuff.
Yeah, these international flights, they only fly like 2 a day.
And that's the problem. If you have an issue, you're screwed.
And then I also have a feeling that what happens if the flight's not full, they go, canceled.
It's possible.
Because
the cost of fuel.
Right, the gas.
No doubt. By the way, is that ever going to come back?
I guess not. No, Jerry.
We're just going to keep barreling our way past $5 a gallon.
Barreling our way through it.
My tiny little car was $50 this morning.
Yeah.
Like, what the F?
Yeah, it's weird.
No, it's not weird. Even, it sucks.
It's not even discussed anymore, like you said.
No, they moved on.
Yeah, we moved on. What is the big topic now these days? Because it was the...
I don't know.
It was the war.
Then Roe v. Wade.
Then Roe v. Wade.
I don't know.
We don't have a current topic, I don't think.
I didn't watch. I usually watch the news at night.
Yeah.
I didn't on a Sunday. I watched the PGA Championship, and then I got hooked on Shark Tank. I don't know why. I went past it and stopped on it, and I watched like 2 episodes before I laid down. And then I put the Yankee game on before I went to bed for a few minutes. It's like,
Have you watched any of the new Shark Tanks that run on Friday nights?
I have not seen the new ones.
So this is interesting because they run a like public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the sharks does it. They go, there's a lot of fake, there's a lot of products out there that claim they were on Shark Tank.
It does not surprise
me. By the way, I see that on my Instagram feed and my social media feeds. Try this water filter I've seen on Shark Tank. So they said the Shark Tank, official Shark Tank website on ABC has a list of all of the products because it's just companies going. Yeah.
Just claim it.
And then just put a picture of Mark Cuban.
Not that hard.
Yeah, not that hard.
Yeah, I know.
And they've had so many seasons that it's possible.
Yeah, they've had, think about hundreds if not thousands of pitches.
Yes.
So
I always wonder how do they control all that? Like, let's say you're Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And you are now involved in so many products.
Yeah.
Who's handling
that? I don't know. Like, even like the Lori Griner.
Yeah.
So last night they had one from 2015 on. And one of the products that she could not wait to get in on was the plank board, the twisting plank board.
Yeah.
Which went nuts in Bed Bath & Beyond and in Walgreens and all sorts of places like that. She made a fortune with that. Like, they've sold millions of them. And when I was watching that, I was thinking, all right, so she jumps in with these people, and she is basically telling them, this is what I do. I make millionaires. You know, if I can do QVC, and if I can do this and that. And I'm thinking, like, I know I have kids. I get it. And I know my time's limited a lot more than yours is. But I do have three jobs, essentially. I do run the Cornhole League. Now, all those things take time, and I make some money, but not, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars by any stretch, clearly. And again, if you're investing over the years in 125 different companies, do you literally take your Google Calendar and say, all right, from 250 to 3, conference call with company A.
Right.
3 to 310, conference call with company B, catch me up. And, like, your time is money. You got 10 minutes. Guys, catch me up. What do you need from me? Like, how do you find the time? And you still have your own stuff.
I think if something doesn't hit immediately, they're out. They're like,
I suppose, but they have so many of them.
I know.
And they have their own companies. Mark Cuban's running the Mavericks. They're filming this effing show.
I know. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. Where do you find the time? Like, I feel right now, I said this to a friend of mine last week. I think I even said it to you at one point, maybe off mic. At this point, with where my kids are and with where my Monday nights are tied up, 100%, baseball, and then once winter hits, forget it, with the Cowboys and Rutgers, I feel I am about as thinned out as I've ever been. And I can't squeeze anything more out of my days. I just don't, unless I'm going to say to my kids, hey, guys, I'll see you in 5 years. I got stuff to do, which I don't want to do. Where do you find the time?
Like, when they invest in a company, right? Let's say the Scrub Daddy, that sponge that was very popular. Do they immediately hire somebody to take over? Does Lori hire somebody that's going to be the Scrub Daddy person?
And she just approves stuff?
Yeah, right.
It's possible that she's got a team, maybe. And maybe she puts her face on it once she approves everything. That's a good question.
Because you got to have one person, especially if they're expected to make a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Right.
I would think you could hire somebody and pay them $75,000 to be, now you're my Scrub Daddy liaison.
Yeah.
They have to at this point.
Because there's no way that there's enough time in a day to get all this done. There's just not.
But I never understand how some people, even like Robert, for example, on
Herkovic.
Robert, right. They go, Robert Herkovic made his money on cybersecurity, right? Then all of a sudden he'll tell you, like, he came to this country when he was 11. And now he's a cyber. How did you go from being an immigrant into the country to running a cybersecurity place?
I don't know. Do not know.
I can't figure anything out.
What about these people that open up 9 restaurants?
Yeah.
How? Like, with what time?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you. I
wouldn't even know, like, some of these people, like, or like what you just said, that board. What was the board you
forget wrote? It's called the plank board. I forget what it's called exactly.
And you go, they sold millions.
Yeah.
Where was it manufactured that they made a million boards? How do you get the materials for that? How do you know they're making the board correctly?
Like, how do you create it?
Right.
Before you sell 5 of them.
Yes.
How do you create the prototype?
Right.
Like, how you're really spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on this hope and a dream. And for every plank board that's out there, there are thousands of them that completely failed.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's so strange.
Like, I'm trying to make mugs.
Right.
Okay. And I told you I'm doing this with my son.
Yeah.
This is not, I really isn't about making money, but it's also not about losing money.
Correct.
And so this weekend I took a deep dive because I totaled everything up. I didn't remember I told you last week that I made $19 on like $400 worth of sales. No. I lost $33.
So far you've lost money.
And yes, on everything I've sold so far, I am negative $33. So I took a deep dive into Printify and Shopify and everything. And one thing I learned, yes, it's about hitting benchmarks for sure, but it's also about where you're producing them and where they're shipping them from. Numbnuts over here was having stuff printed in the Czech Republic
instead of the United States.
And I'm only charging for the shipping in the U.S. So I was getting beat. So let's say a mug was with shipping $22, which is a lot, but it is
a lot
what it
for
is.
A mug. Yeah.
100%. It was 17 plus shipping was $4.90. It comes to like $22. I was paying $33
for a mug
because the shipping from the Czech Republic to get to Texas, where DHL then took it and shipped it, was costing $14 or $15 that wasn't accounted for.
Right.
So the $5 of profit that I was going to make was swallowed up by the shipping from the Czech Republic to Texas. So I realized, all right, now I can only order from companies within the U.S.
Right.
So I found a company that does the same exact thing. They're in Detroit. So now I'll actually make the $5 on the mug. But I got a long way to go now. I got to sell 10 mugs just to get my money back.
Right.
And these people are spending hundreds of thousands. I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing, too, when they go, how much money did you make? Well, we're going to lose 200 grand this year. How? You sold a million Ouija boards or whatever you're selling.
I guess a lot of it, and this is where, so like the Cornhole League, for instance, I've told you this, we make very little money. I mean, do we make like $20 an hour? Yeah. But there are guys literally in our league that think we make like $3,500 each for a season. I'm like, guys, do the math. If I got 40 teams at average, $200 a team, that's $8,000. Now think about the rent we pay. All right, there's $4,000 gone. We got to pay out winning money. We have four different leagues. That's $2,000 gone. There's not much left. We got to pay insurance. You got to pay for the website. You got to pay the processing fees. At the end of it, there might be $1,200 left that me and my partner split. We get $600.
For the season.
It's like $60 a week. It's nothing. We don't make any money. Where you make money is raising money or going out and getting a sponsor. That's where you can make money. And I'm just not good at it. I'm not good at asking people for money.
Yeah, me neither.
That's
why I was terrible when I did radio ad sales.
It's a hard thing to do.
Terrible.
It's tough to do. And I even went to a friend of mine who owns a bar restaurant, and offered him a lot to where I knew he would get his money back. And even he was like leery of it. He goes, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I got you. I'm good. Done. Moving on. He's like, no. I'm like, nope, we're good. Moving on.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's how you make money. You go raise money. There was one last night. It was Christmas, ugly Christmas sweaters. Two guys in like their 20s thought it would be a goof. And it took off online somehow. And their sales were like $1 million.
That's the Something Elf company.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
that was one of their
hell
biggest
is
ones.
This? And they're worth a fortune now. Yeah. Now they've got 35 employees. What?
I know. I wish I knew more about business.
I told my wife, I actually was thinking of taking a business class at Brookdale.
But do you think you'll learn anything there?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah, I do. Because I don't think I know anything.
Yeah. Right. You're starting from zero. So even if you get the basics.
Yes. I think I'll learn something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. And as I've always said, it's not about getting rich. It's about having a fallback for the day that they come in here and tell me.
Get out.
Because I'm 48. At some point, they're going to say, listen, we got a 23-year-old that's going to do it for half what you're making.
Well, Mark Chernoff just got hired. He's older than you.
That's true. That is true.
You just
true.
Have to find an older radio show.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. It's interesting seeing that part of it. You know? And
yeah.
Living an expensive life. I mean, It's not, it ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll keep plugging away.
Have you done anything to cut your expenses in this time with the gas being more expensive and inflation and that sort of thing?
No, not yet. Could I see that coming? Yeah, I would say sometime if things keep going the way they're going, you know, there's no need to have to be paying for HBO Max,
right,
and for Netflix and for Disney Plus and for cable. I mean, it's just, yeah, there's a lot that we probably could cut. I'd have to look at it, but we haven't yet, no.
Yeah.
But I could see it coming.
I know it annoys me more now if I go to a restaurant and have a bad meal and it's expensive. And I'm like,
sure is.
Hell.
Yeah. My brother went out the other night. I saw him last night. He said he went out to a nice place. He goes, I was waiting for my friends, so I sat down at the bar. Knew I had 15 minutes or whatever, so I got to order a whiskey. He goes, it was $19. He goes, since when was Monmouth County, New Jersey, Manhattan?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's. And he goes, and it was no more than an ounce poured over ice. He goes, come on.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, sounds about right. And he was a bartender, so he knows.
Yeah.
Like, when he got the glass, he's like, this is the drink? Like, hey, remember last week they took my drink.
Where was that at?
Pazzo's in Red Bank. I had a couple sips left. There wasn't a lot. Yeah. Guy just walked right by, took it. I'm like, hello?
That's why, like, if I'm having a beer and I order another one and there's still some in my, as I see them coming over, I hold my glass and sip it.
Absolutely. Whatever you drip of that $9 beer.
Right.
So true.
Beer is still a decent price if you get a draft, like Miller Lite or something.
Yes.
It's still decent in most places.
You can still get one for $4, $5.
$4.
But even we're saying that, think about that.
Right.
You go buy a six pack for $7.
Correct.
You know. So it's a decent price, but is it really?
It's a decent price for in a restaurant.
As opposed to ordering a mixed drink, that's $15.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Yep.
And we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. See ya!
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Be part of the show. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. We do this on a Monday. It is nice to see you, the Eddie Scazzeri. Still handsome. I haven't seen him since Wednesday. Still looking good, getting ready for Friday down the Jersey Shore and across from me because I'm not home. I'm back in the studio, and that's a good thing, at least for today. His name is Al Maximum Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. It was nice to have a summer weekend.
Oh, summer, all right.
People at the Jersey Shore.
A lot of bikinis, I bet.
Oh, I could tell you this, Jerry. The thong is alive and well.
Wait, time out. I thought it was the cheekini. Now we're back to the thong?
Well, yeah. I think we're back to the thong, Jerry. I think the cheekini is...
That's out.
I don't know that it's completely out, but the thong is back.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must have had some weekend.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Those binoculars must have come in handy.
It was a lot going on down there, Jerry.
I'm sure it was.
And it was the last weekend of a free beach, so people were going nuts.
I know my son, who is 17, soon to be 18, him and his pals went down Saturday afternoon.
Where'd they go?
They went to Belmar, but because they had a baseball game, a high school game Saturday morning. They didn't go until 2:00. They said by the time they got there, parking was a disaster, I told them. You had no chance.
Yeah, Belmar's a mess.
Right, exactly.
Belmar's where, quote-unquote, young people go, Jerry. I'm in Bradley Beach, where the older people go.
Well, you're right down the block.
Yeah, plus Belmar's got like a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like DJ's where we're going to be Friday. There's a whole bunch of places to eat and hang out on the main strip. Not so in the other towns, which is great for
That's
the other
good.
Towns.
A little quieter.
A little quieter. Yeah. But if you want to go with some chaos, go to Belmar.
Organized chaos.
Organized chaos.
Somewhat.
I did clean my windows this weekend.
Oh, that seems like a wonderful weekend.
Actually, I did it on Saturday when it was nice out. I felt like I was doing something. I was outside. I was cleaning windows. People were going by in their thongs. I was out there washing windows, Jerry. So I got a lot done. To say I didn't get a lot done would be incorrect.
You were using that right hand for a few different things this weekend.
wax on, wax off.
It's a stupid.
Generic.
Dumb, I know, exactly.
So I saw that the Rangers won yesterday.
The Rangers did win. I actually watched a lot of this.
They won 3-1. I did, when I first was going through Twitter, I saw CeeLo and a couple other Rangers people complaining about, I guess, the one goal that the Hurricanes got to tie it up at one at one point.
That's one. With all the saves Shesterkin made yesterday, that's a shot and a save he makes probably 98 times out of 100.
But not that time.
Not that time. But that said, the Zibanejad goal was, how he sneaks it in, I have no idea. And then what's really... could have been maddening if you're a Rangers fan, is when Kreider misses the... First of all, the Hurricanes go to the open, pull the goalie with like 2.5 minutes to go, which I thought was way too soon, but whatever. They pull the goalie early, and right off the bat, Kreider like just misses a wide open net, and you're thinking, boy, if this turns out to be their Kako moment, because remember, he missed the open net a couple of games ago. It turned out, though, that the other kid got the empty net goal on a fluky play, and so they win. So it was good, except for the ending, which was nonsense.
And there was a little pushing and shoving there at the end there, Jerry?
Yeah, Max Domi. Ryan Lindgren.
That's Ty Domi's son?
I believe so, yeah. Well, if there's many Domis, if not, he's a relative, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It is, actually. It actually came up the other day when you weren't here.
Okay.
A caller goes, who do you think Ty Domi's rooting for? Because he played on the Rangers. He's rooting for
his son. Is that
how
he sounded?
Yeah. You dummy.
Of course he's rooting for his son.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a little bit of a cheap shot at the end. But I do like Gerard Gallant basically said, yeah, well, guess what? We can do the same thing soon.
Yeah, we've got a goon as well.
The problem with what he said was he opened himself up now for a big fine and a suspension if the Rangers do this at the end of a game now.
Right. Especially if I forget who he named as their main guy that can smack people around. He named the player.
Did he? I heard him say, we got our guy. But whatever. Either way, this is what he has opened himself up to now. Because if something happens, if they're losing a game three, if they're going to lose a game five or a six or a seven, and all of a sudden you get shenanigans at the end, if you're the NHL, well, he kind of warned you that this might happen.
Well, maybe he didn't name a player. Maybe what I was reading, based on his comments, the writer knew who. It was obvious who he was talking about. And Boomer probably knows.
Boomer will rip this up coming up at 6 o'clock.
Boomer's going to break it down, switch it, and reverse it.
But do you know the Rangers really did well? What song is that?
You got to flip it down, switch it, and reverse it.
That's
it. Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Look at you knowing the pop culture music. That's not just 1970s rock.
Well, that's an old song at this point.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh.
Probably the 90s. Early 2000s.
Still, but you know what? It still crosses
we'll
over different types of music.
We'll take it, Jerry.
The Rangers blocked a lot of shots in this game yesterday, and they still got 40-something through to Shesterkin. So, you know what? The Rangers dominated a game they lost yesterday. You could say the Hurricanes might have been a little bit better. The Rangers win. We move on. 2-1. Here we go. Game four tomorrow.
Tomorrow at the Garden.
Tomorrow at the Garden, yes.
You
going to go?
When I say we, no, I'm not going to miss this one. I go to most of them, Jerry, but this one I'm not going to be able to
You go to most
to.
Of them?
Yeah.
Last hockey game you saw live.
It was a Devils game.
Not that you worked, that you went
Not
with tickets.
Not that I worked. I did go to a Devils game.
At the Brendan Byrne Arena?
No,
or
Jerry.
Newark.
It was in Newark. I did go and I sat in seats.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Stay for the whole game?
No.
The Mikey Strong game doesn't count.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I know I was there.
I'm not so sure. I know you were there for the charity games.
Right.
You saw a Devils game?
I did see a
Who'd
Devils game.
Who they play?
Game?
That was really memorable, huh?
The Whalers?
The Hartford Whalers? That was at the Brendan Byrne Arena.
Wherever it was, Jerry. I did see a Devils game live.
The Hartford, no. You're so funny.
All right, so we got that tomorrow. Boone will be all pumped up for that.
Sure should be, yeah.
I hope so. Then here's the other thing. So I see the Mets are going on their West Coast road
trip. Yeah, they're
trip,
in San Francisco tonight.
Which I always hate.
Because you feel like the games aren't played.
Well, what I hate is that I always feel like the beginning of the Mets seasons are going well.
Yeah.
Then they go on these West Coast, they go on their first West Coast trip.
Yeah.
I don't see the games live.
Or any games. What are you talking about?
I just show up here the next day and they
what changes for you?
They lose these series. I don't like, you'll see, they're going to go out and drop a couple, you know, they're on a roll. They've only lost, I think, one series this year.
That is
right?
Correct. Yeah, they won another series this weekend in Colorado.
Yeah. But here we are. We're going to go to the West Coast. We're going to start dropping series, and then
maybe,
all of a sudden, everything's going to be back to like, oh, this sucks.
Well, no. So first of all,
this is when I'll know, Jerry, if the Mets are for real.
First of all, they're only in San Francisco for 3 days, and they're back home to play Philly.
What?
This is not an 11-game road
Why?
Trip. Because they were just in Colorado.
Why are you flying them all the way out there?
Because they were just in Colorado for 4 games.
Jerry, I take that back then. Because at some point, they're going on the West Coast for a long trip.
Well, I mean, this is a week. Colorado and San Francisco.
Yeah, but I don't count Colorado as West Coast trip. I count...
Well, it's not the coast. That
Dodgers,
is true. Right.
Padres,
Angels,
Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand what you're saying. A's, if they play there. No, I get what you're saying, but this is not that now.
Right.
That having been said, the trip you're talking about...
Yeah, when's
comes
that come
up? This is a big one.
Yeah.
This is a big
trip.
This
is what I'm talking about. This is the one.
So they play San Francisco for 3. Then they come home. They get Philadelphia and Washington.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Each of those will be a series win.
Okay, fine.
Then trouble.
Yes. 4 in L.A. against the Dodgers. 3 in San Diego against the Padres. 3 in L.A. against the Angels. That's a big trip. That's
so not
10
the
days.
Giants again.
No, not the Giants
okay.
again.
Okay.
So they have
That's 10
June's,
days?
This is why, as a broadcast professional,
yeah.
when you do play-by-play, this is one reason why I never wanted to do baseball once I got married. Like a trip like this, they'll probably fly out June 1st after they play the Nationals day game at
right.
Citi Field, and you hope there's no weather and they actually can fly out at 6 o'clock. They come back the morning of Monday, June 13th.
See your wife and kids.
See you in 2 weeks.
So?
Yeah. That's a long trip.
Yeah, it is a long trip.
It's an awesome trip.
Right.
California for 2 weeks. It's a long trip.
And probably the broadcasters and the wives and kids need a break from them anyway.
2 weeks, a long time.
Two weeks, a long time. And then you love them when they come back.
Yes, depending upon what happened in those 2 weeks.
Yes. You miss them, Jerry.
You might.
Gives
so, yeah.
you time to miss them.
So that's the trip that you're talking about. You might want to hold off on your
you're
West
right.
Coast trip bashing until we
correct.
Get to that trip.
You are correct, Jerry. I was very short-sighted, much like I read headlines and not the full articles. I saw the Giants.
And you just
9:45.
Assumed.
This is going to be that West Coast trip.
You know what? This is why tonight's good for you. You've got the Giants at 9:45
yeah.
tonight and tomorrow 9:45. The beauty is you don't have to stay up till 7:10 to see the first 10 pitches like you usually
right.
do. You don't have to worry about it. And then you get a 3:45 game on Wednesday.
And hopefully when I come in, like when I come in tomorrow morning, the game is completed and I've got the highlight package ready to roll.
The game will be complete. 9:45, even if you got a 6-hour game.
Yeah.
That's 3:45 in the morning.
Okay.
So you'll be good.
Well, here's to Major League Baseball and the app, which I love. They have a tremendous app.
The MLB.TV has been greatly improved.
Yeah, it's very good.
Very easy to navigate through innings. Remember I used to complain because they used to bust the commercials like
yeah.
crazy? They really have gotten it to a point where it is so user-friendly.
And the video is crystal clear. Like
right.
It is.
Yeah.
They do a great job with it. Just let's have that highlight package ready to go.
It'll be ready. That'll be ready within a half hour after the game
ending. I don't know, Jerry.
No, it'll be fine. By the time you get in here tomorrow morning at 4:10 or whatever
yeah.
time you get in, 100% that'll be ready to go. Hmm. You'll be fine.
All right.
And if, well, you have the MLB.TV, right?
I do.
Even if not, you can just watch the game.
That's true.
What a novel
Fast
concept
forward.
That would be.
I like even like as the game goes along, they post highlights Like you could go if you check in on the app in the fourth inning, and there's it'll be if it's 2-1, they'll show you the two plays that scored the runs.
Yeah, for sure. It's which awesome. Makes sense.
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense actually.
I see. So yesterday, Taiwan Walker pitched solid,
dominant.
Let me ask you. This may be a dumb question. Why is everyone wearing camouflage hats?
It was an Armed Forces weekend, I believe.
Oh, Armed Forces weekend.
Because even, I'll tell you, I think that's what it was. I'm almost certain. I'm not going to do it.
Armed Forces weekend?
I think that's, I think there was support for the Armed Forces.
All right.
Because there was even a youth tournament in Maryland that we almost went to. We're going this weekend instead. That was a Stars and Stripes Armed Forces event.
All right. I was just curious because it's not 4th of July. It's not even Memorial Day.
Again, I'm sure people will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what it was. Yeah.
They'll correct you like this. You jerk, how do you not know?
I think I knew. Did you like Jolie Rodriguez getting kicked off the rock formation out there?
What did he do? Out in Colorado?
Yes.
What was he doing up there?
He brought a chair, and he was watching the game on the rock formation in center field.
And they said, get
and
out.
And security came and said, dude, get out of here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they didn't allow him to stay there. It was pretty funny.
I saw that Starling Marte, Jerry, hit a home run. And
came back from the bereavement list.
Bereavement list. It was the first pitch he saw since his grandmother passed.
Yeah.
He said he saw a bird fly.
No, he did not say that.
Above. And he said, is that my grandmother? And then you told him, no, it's a bird, you moron.
I didn't tell him anything.
He said he got some inspiration.
Well, of course you can get inspiration from that. How would you
That's
not?
That's cool.
That is cool. It's a very cool moment for him. I saw players going up and hugging him.
I don't recall my grandmother's past that I had like a really great radio program the next day.
Well, did that happen during the Boomer and Carton or Boomer and Geo days or prior to?
I'm going to say.
Or was that Ron and Fez when you were acting?
No, not Ron and Fez. I believe that
was. You were doing hilarious bits.
I was doing hilarious bits, Jerry. I believe that was the Boomer and Carton days.
It was. Well, maybe we had a great show the next day.
Maybe.
Maybe you were incredibly funny.
That's true. Maybe I had a great line.
Maybe that's when you did the Mike Pelfrey song.
That my grandmother gave me.
Inspiration.
Inspirationally. Much like Starling Marte had the home run inspirationally.
Could be the case.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Jerry, as do our relatives when they pass. Sometimes they give us inspiration.
You can draw inspiration from anything you'd like to draw inspiration from.
Yeah.
Could be from the cup of coffee you're holding right now.
What does Brandon Nimmo always point to the sky after every little thing he does?
I don't know if that's for a lost relative or for Jesus. I don't know.
For everything, he'll like draw a walk. He'll run the first base and put. No one's looking over you for a walk.
He sprints to first base.
Yeah, sprints to first base.
Listen, you know what that does, though?
What?
Increases on base percentage.
I guess.
Just saying. It does.
He did have a nice triple?
No, single. And a two-base error. Because he's hustling.
I did watch it.
The ball went because the right fielder misplayed the ball.
Right.
That should have been a single. He ends up on third, and then Lindor the base hit.
That dude was hustling.
Yeah, he always hustles.
Oh, right. Then he points to the sky.
Yes. Maybe he pointed to the sky for that, for allowing him to get to third.
Right. Well, that I understand.
That you get. The walk, not so much.
Right.
I agree. All right, let's take a quick break. 5:17, just getting started. We start a new week that will culminate at DJ's in Belmar on Friday with the kickoff to summer show. Boomer and Geo on a Monday at 6 on The Fan. All right, rocking out on a Monday, 5:23. Nice to have you with us. We are just really getting rolling here as we start a new week. Could be a big week for the New York Rangers. We shall see. They were down 2-0, now 2-1. Perhaps they win again tomorrow, and we're all even. What else, Al?
Jerry, let's dig into this Josh Donaldson situation with Tim Anderson of the White Sox.
Yeah.
So this goes back to Saturday's game. Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson exchanged words. Anderson said that they were racist words, and we found out that Josh Donaldson said, hey, Jackie.
Yep.
In reference to Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Donaldson says it was in reference to an article, an interview that Tim Anderson did a number of years ago, where he said he's the Jackie Robinson of this era.
Correct.
Which seems a little ridiculous. I'm not sure how he's the Jackie Robinson of this era, considering I've never heard of Tim Anderson until today until Saturday.
Come on.
But I'm just saying, he's not an iconic, he's not Muhammad Ali, he's not He's not a Jackie Robinson. Like, he's a guy who plays Major League Baseball that's not known. He's not that well known. I mean, am I incorrect there? I mean, he's not.
He's not one of the.
He's not Mike Trout. Or,
no, but he's really good.
Okay. He's really good, but I don't know how he's considering himself Jackie Robinson. So I do believe Josh Donaldson was busting his balls for calling himself Jackie Robinson.
Well, not only. So here, Keith McPherson posted this. This was the quote from the article in Sports Illustrated. I kind of feel like today's Jackie Robinson, he says. That's huge to say, but it's cool because he changed the game, and I feel like I'm getting to a point where I need to change the game.
Okay.
So that's part of the story, and that's where the article comes from, where Josh Donaldson, whether he's having fun with him, being stupid, trying to stir stuff up, whatever, that's where this comes from. He didn't just arbitrarily call him Jackie because he's a black baseball player.
Right.
So,
but that's not what people are saying. People are saying
it depends on who.
It's like, racist. Well,
Keith McPherson is sitting there saying, relax, this is where it comes from. There are others that are saying Josh Donaldson, while it's snarky, there's nothing racist about it. He's basically, you know, having, I don't say poking fun. That's not, he's trying to needle him with
his own. He's annoying him.
Yes. He's trying to get under his skin. And then you've got many writers who are just absolutely saying it's a racist thing to do. Aaron Boone was, I don't want to say he was on the fence. He basically just said he shouldn't go there.
Right.
But didn't say it was, you know, the whole thing is.
I feel like if in an interview I said, I'm the new Howard Stern. And then in the hallway, Tierney sees me and goes, hey, what's up, Howard?
Right.
Like,
I agree.
You're not Howard Stern.
I completely agree with you.
But everyone's coming to the defense of Tim Anderson. No one's. I didn't see anybody back up Josh Donaldson on this.
I didn't see any writers. I've seen people,
who?
Like I said, well, like Keith McPherson.
Well, I'm saying like teammates, right? I didn't see any teammates come out. Meanwhile, Tony La Russa, who is 1,000 years old.
he's just an older man, yes.
And when he's not busy drunk driving, he's decided, that, oh, this is racist. I would say, what's racist about it? That's what I would say to Tony La Russa, because there's no way he even knows what's going on in the world.
The first thing I would have to ask is, what are your thoughts on the article?
Right.
And then if you get a blank stare, then you know he has no idea what the reference
was.
I mean, and I wouldn't even read him the quote. I would, if someone's going to say that, the first question would be, so what are your thoughts on what Anderson said in the article? And if they're lost, then they don't know the backstory and what he's using to, as you say, needle him or get under his skin.
Yeah. Is it annoying? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. He's Josh Donaldson seems like one of those types of guys.
Annoying guy.
You like him on your team, and he's not on your team. You want to punch him square in the face every time you see him.
Right, but that's a bad job by Aaron Boone.
Like, what? Even go back to the Gerrit Cole stuff when he was in Minnesota. He was a pain in the ass with all that stuff. He was coming after Cole because he's a pain in the ass. That's what
he
is. That's what I say. He's one of those guys. You hate him if he's not on your team.
And then I just have to see article after article where this is getting investigated. What? Investigating what?
Yeah, Major League Baseball might suspend him.
Everything can't be racist. Because when everything is racist, then when real racist things happen, it just becomes background noise because everything is racist. Stop.
Yeah, no, this one is a weird one for sure. I agree. It'd be interesting to see what Major League Baseball does with this.
It'd be interesting to see if one Yankee backed them up. None of them did.
Well,
maybe he's a douche in the locker room.
He might be. I'm telling you, he's not a likable figure. Just as a baseball fan.
Yeah.
He's not, I don't know, he doesn't exactly warm your heart, this guy. Never has. When he was on the A's, the Twins, or the Blue Jays, rather.
I would love to sit down with Tony La Russa. If I was Josh Donaldson, I'd be like, weren't you drunk driving again? So shut up.
That would be a...
Don't care what you have to say.
You could definitely throw that in.
Right. Just so stupid.
It would be nice, though, and I have not seen or heard, as one thing I have on my list to do.
Yeah?
If I want to hear the questions to the Yankees. Was it just a whole bunch of no comments? Where, I mean, I know Aaron Boone referenced it.
Right.
He had to. And I know Josh Donaldson did speak to his team.
Right, that was the other thing. Now Josh is going to apologize to every individual player. We're going to be investigating this. Josh is going to be, we're going to send Josh for sensitivity training. Josh is...
But we have very little audio. That's the problem. God. And I would like to actually see.
Yeah.
You know, not very little, but I have to go back and look through it to see what we have exactly. because all I see is a lot of Aaron Boone.
Right.
So I don't know. That said, when you throw that all out of the mix, or throw that all out, they lost two games yesterday.
And scored one run in
had 18 innings. Very few hits, did absolutely nothing offensively. That doesn't matter. They still have a 5-game lead, and they're still the best team in baseball. But they got swept yesterday.
Yeah, they're like, Aaron Boone, is this going to be a problem in the locker room? Josh Donaldson is racist. Is this going to be a problem? It's just not going to be a problem. Guy called himself Jackie Robinson. He's called, it'd be like if, Jerry, on the softball field, I call myself Gorman Thomas.
Where you come up with Gorman Thomas?
The old Brewer
outfielder. That's the name that first pops up into your head.
And then when I strike out, they go, good job, Gorman. That's all that was. Stop. Everything is an outrage and an investigation.
Real quick.
Yeah.
1980s Minnesota Twins. Go.
Roy Smalley. Shortstop.
You know, well, I was going to say Kirby Puckett, more 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Ron Gant.
The Braves.
No, he was also on the, was Ron Gant also on the Twins?
I don't know. You would know better than
just
me.
Just Google it.
Carew.
I could do that. That is true. I'll give you one more.
All right.
1980s.
Okay.
Let's go. I don't want to be too obvious here. Padres.
1980s Padres.
And you can't say Tony Gwynn. Go.
I can't say Tony Gwynn?
No. That's too easy.
Gary Templeton.
That's a good one. Shortstop.
Shortstop. He got traded for Ozzie Smith, I believe,
at
one point.
Look at you. That's a good one.
Gary Templeton.
And coming up Friday, this is a little preview.
Oh.
We are going to take two audience members from the show, and there will be 1980s baseball/football trivia versus Al.
Oh, bring it.
So you better bring it.
Oh, I'll bring it, Jerry.
You better be ready because I got to get through the questions. There's going to be a series of what I think we're going to do is we're going to have the two guys battle you in the first round. Whoever does better against you then goes to the championship round against you.
Perfect.
So we'll go 5 questions in each round. It won't take too long, but it'll be fun.
I'm in.
We're going to do
that. Of course
that.
I'll be there. Of course I'm in.
You will be there. Yes, you. Eddie, you'll be there. Yes? Okay. So there you go.
Now, what's going on? This Chad Green now needs Tommy John surgery?
Correct.
What did he do to his arm? I don't even see.
Needs Tommy John surgery. Got to move a ligament from one part of his body to the other.
That feels weird.
Yeah, no kidding. So he'll be back and better than ever in like 2 years.
Right. He'll be stronger than ever.
Isn't that? It's incredible.
And we were relying on this Chad Green.
Well, maybe in 2024.
Because Aroldis Chapman stinks.
He has certainly struggled. Yes. And yesterday was another struggle.
Yeah.
If you would have told me that before yesterday, Jameson Taillon and Luis Severino would give you 7 innings each and give up a combined 1 run, you would have been like, look at the Yankees. They just swept the White Sox this weekend. And instead, they lost both games, swept in a doubleheader.
How about Severino got the bases loaded, nobody out, and got out of that with 2 ground balls that were force outs at home and then the strikeout. Yeah. That dude was pumped.
Yeah, and rightly so. He, as Aaron Boone said, he kind of wiggled himself into some trouble and wiggled himself out of some trouble.
Wiggled right out of there.
He did a good job, absolutely. But Kopech was really good, and the Yankees just didn't hit.
Yeah, and that Chapman, 1-1 game going into the ninth, gives up the home run and another
And then he wasn't run. Even done. Then he walks a guy and gives up a double. Like, holy smokes. Did you see, real quick, did you by any chance see the play with the Phillies and Dodgers at third base with JT Realmuto and Justin Turner?
I did not see this.
So they go to the 10th inning. It's in the 10th inning. Now, the Phillies wound up winning the game anyway on an error by the Dodgers. But the Dodgers are hitting first. They're in Philly. And you get a ground ball hit to short, but they had that stupid shift on. And you got the runner at second base, which is Realmuto. I don't know if it's a second base. Whoever comes over makes the play. I forget who it was. Long throw to first. They don't get the runner. Realmuto comes to third. Throw goes to third base. Turner fakes like it goes over his head. Realmuto takes 2 steps. It takes him out.
Nice.
That would have been a killer had they lost the game, but they didn't lose the game. They wound up scoring on an error.
In a similar odd thing, in the Yankee-White Sox game, the White Sox bunted for a double.
Oh, against the shift?
Yeah. It was a slow dribbler, and
Isn't
it went past third base.
That's awesome.
Double.
Again, why more guys don't – I'm not expecting power hitters to do that, I understand. But work on it a little bit, and guess what will happen? They won't keep doing that to you.
Why couldn't that be considered an error if you don't have a third baseman at third base and someone hits it to
third
base?
Who made the error?
Whoever was supposed to be at third base.
But where you played him is not his issue, is not the issue.
Error on the manager.
So you want to have a team error?
Team error.
The problem is there was no error committed.
Well, when you don't...
Stupidity.
When you don't feel the position and then it gets hit there, that's an error. In my mind, Jerry.
I understand what you're saying, but there's still no... Aside from stupidity, there's still no error committed.
Yeah, that was a beautiful bunt. Beautiful balls.
Beautiful bunted balls.
A beautiful bunt right down the line.
All right, 25 double. In front of six. We're going to bunt the double during the break. When we come back, we got mores to get twos. Not sure what's on Al's list. Maybe Andrew Wiggins. I don't know. And then Boomer and Geo at six on the Fan. Spoon Man. Oh, no. You tricked me. 20 in front of six. Nice to have you with us. As we are getting closer and closer to summer, although it was 90 plus on Saturday and Sunday, it certainly felt like that. By the way, crazy Friday, a tornado did touch down in Hazlitt.
Is that right?
By the Garden State Parkway, yes, by exit 117.
A briefly, real tornado?
Well, yeah, and knocked down a couple of poles.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I was told. I wasn't there. I don't know. But my man, Tony DeFilippo sent me a link to an article about it, and I know the weather was wild Friday.
About poles, down poles?
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Many alert people sent me an article about Long Branch, New Jersey, who had this problem last summer where these punk kids go on TikTok or wherever and say, oh, we're all going to go to Long Branch at this time, bring your own weed and alcohol. And then they just flood...
I remember this, yes.
They did it again this weekend.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Where was the weed party this weekend?
Long Branch again. Just all go to Long Branch.
Cool. All right.
But it's that they go to that area where all the restaurants are, Pier Village. The police I saw, they lined up in riot gear, Jerry, and pushed people, get out.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone's got to monitor these TikTokers. You know what I mean? You got to sign up so you can see the chatter where everyone's going.
Got to know where the weed party is. Why don't you go join the weed party?
I'm not joining... It's all jackasses. They're punching each other.
Oh, it's that crap?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
No, it's not people out there having fun, Jerry. It's people out there starting trouble.
Got it.
So let's go. Let's get on that, Mayor of Long Branch.
Mayor whoever.
Yeah. Like, guess what? Now I'm not going to Long Branch this summer. And there's lovely restaurants there.
Yeah, but what they've done is very nice there.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I hear you.
Until we get it together over there.
Understood.
Know what I'm saying, Jerry?
I do.
Now, a couple interesting baseball points. Diamondbacks third baseman Josh Rojas, Jerry, had zero home runs this year. And then Friday night, he hit three.
Magical night.
We're seeing guys hitting three home runs this year. It's happened a couple times already.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old... What'd you think of Kingman's performance? Like when I was doing the show, warm-up show Friday with Peter Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night, there was a three-homer game.
Nice.
This is a thing that's happening now.
Well, it happened a couple times, yes.
Happened a couple times. Trevor Story hit three home runs the other night.
Yep.
And then how about this? He hit it after his three-home run game Thursday night, Trevor Story.
Yeah.
Friday night hits a grand slam. And Johnny Gomes caught it. Up in the green monster seats.
How cool is that?
I thought it was funny, though. The guy, excuse me, Jerry. The guy from Super 70 Sports who's got that cool Twitter thing.
Yeah.
He was right because I read the articles, too, about the Trevor Story hitting the grand slam and Johnny Gomes catching it. The headlines all said, legendary Red Sox Johnny Gomes. The guy played like one season with
them. Yeah, I would not call him legendary. Thank you.
Listen, if Jim Rice
I was gonna or say or Wade Lynn, Boggs. Those right. are legends.
Right.
That's funny. That's why you can't just read the headline.
Pedro Martinez up there
That's
catches
a good one, too.
Right.
Absolutely. Manny Ramirez.
Right. Do I need to go around, Jerry, the horn for 1980s Red Sox that would be legends to catch balls? Carl Yastrzemski out there.
No, you do not. That's actually pretty funny.
What an outfield that was. Carl Yastrzemski, Jim Rice, Fred Lynn. Jerry, those guys got it
pretty
done.
Good.
They were No, Jerry. You say pretty good. They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, Jerry.
I would say so.
Would you say they were pretty good? Let me ask you, do you have any interest in this, Jerry? HBO Real Sports with Mr. Brian Gumbel.
I do.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
I do.
They have several Deshaun Watson accusers sitting down for an interview that will air tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Yes.
I love this.
The problem with this is, and I'll be honest, yes, yeah. I have interest in seeing
me
it.
Me too.
The problem is it's really going to paint him in a bad light.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'd also like to see his interview. Now, we saw him with the media. I'd like to see him in this sit-down format as well.
Like, hey, Brian Gumbel, sit down with Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they would love to. I would love to.
Give him equal time.
Yeah.
And I would like to, and you're not going to see it. I'd like to see them together.
Oh,
would never happen, and I understand that. But I would love to see that because I feel like more might come out, right or wrong, good or bad. You might learn a little more. But I'm interested. I think I'm more interested in what the NFL is going to do, though.
Which Deshaun Watson's lawyer thinks that'll happen June or July.
It has to. Training camp starts at the end of July. Yeah, how can you not July? Make a decision? Yeah.
That seems far. I mean,
it's not far off.
No, it feels like they should have a decision way before July.
I think they should have it now.
Yes.
I mean, what? This is the thing about these investigations. What are you doing all day?
What are you investigating?
Yeah. I mean, if you think a workday is 8 hours, 5 days a week, how many weeks do you need?
Who do you think gets the interview? Do you think Brian Gumbel sits down with the women?
I would think so. That's his show. I mean, yeah. Really, he's the face of that show. It has to be him.
I like when someone else does a piece for Real Sports, and then they go back to Brian Gumbel, and he's jotting down notes on a notepad.
That's funny. I just started jotting down a note.
He's like, well, let's see. It was interesting about these accusers. I did like Deshaun Watson's lawyer said of the Real Sports piece that's going to air tomorrow at 10. Quote, not optimistic about
how it's going to be portrayed.
Not optimistic about HBO's treatment of the case.
Well, because you're only getting one side of it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure they extended an invitation to Deshaun Watson.
Maybe. I mean, I'd like to know if they did or they didn't.
Yeah.
Because that would tell me a little bit more.
They normally do that on the shows. They'd be like, we reached out to Deshaun Watson.
They declined.
They declined comment.
Yeah. To me, a show like that, I want to hear from both sides.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair, just in my opinion, just to show the one angle.
Right.
Because that angle is never going to be good for the other side. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
But I watch a lot of these murder documentaries and things, Jerry. They always go, we reached out to, like at the end of the film, it'll always, they'll put on the screen,
yeah.
We reached out to so-and-so who declined to comment.
I watched one the other night.
A murder documentary?
No, I think it was 2020.
Oh, okay.
Did you see 2020 Saturday night?
No. This is 2020.
It was about a man who was in prison for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, claims he didn't commit the murder.
Yeah.
And he was, long story, but it was these twin sisters that seemed so, I don't know.
Evil twins?
They did. And there was one part where they were interviewing them where they brought up a text message that kind of incriminated her,
mm-hmm.
made it look like there was maybe a setup. And she looked, can we stop this? We got to stop this now. I'm like, guilty. You're the guilty one. And an attorney from Brooklyn took the case for the defendant who was in prison, and he finally did get out. Because they didn't want to retry him because of the new evidence. So he went into jail, I forget, in his late 20s, I want to say. And he's like 70-something now. And he's a free man.
Were both twins evil?
Yeah, they both were disgusting.
Because a lot of times you have evil twin.
No, I didn't like either one of them.
And one not evil
it
twin.
It looked like something was up with these
right.
two. Ugh, did not like them at all. Like I want, and you're watching it, not realizing how the ending was. And I'm thinking, get him out. Like, I want to know he's innocent. You don't quite know that. But he does get out.
That is one thing I would say over the past 5 to 7 years, I've changed my tune on. I always thought if you were in prison.
I know. I always told you this.
That there is no, like, it takes so much to put somebody away. You know, technicalities people
sure.
get off on and things. I was like, there is no way you're in prison and you're innocent. But.
You're finding out that innocent people have gone to prison.
Right. We're. People want cases closed.
Right.
People in town want an answer for a murder, so they like, well,
push stuff through.
Yeah, push stuff through.
Yeah, it's not good.
The only thing I would say is like if there's DNA evidence against you.
Yeah.
But then even that is possible to be manipulated. So
very
I've changed
very
my tune,
tricky.
Jerry. I'm growing as a person.
Real quick before we break.
Yeah.
So I started to watch A Football Life, Jim Kelly.
Oh.
The other day. And Frank Reich is in it in the beginning, and Boomer's in it, and they Boomer's big event, and they're coming out of his house. Very cool. You know, Jim Kelly wanted no part of the Buffalo Bills.
Is that right?
Outwardly wanted no part. Like, he said all the right things, but he went to the USFL because, A, they offered him more money. B, he didn't want to go to the Bills. Did not want to play there. He went to college in Miami, and, like, the idea of playing in Buffalo,
yeah,
they were terrible.
Brutal.
It was a cold place. But it was really funny just watching his disdain for a franchise he wound up becoming a legend for. And just the idea of being a Bill was just
awful.
When
did it turn?
Well, when the USFL folded, because he was a star.
But still going there, he had
no choice.
Be going with
a
bad
attitude.
They drafted
him. He didn't, though. I think it was, even when the USFL folded, ESPN does an interview with him. And they say, you know, looking back now, even though he had a great year or two in the USFL, he was an MVP. They say, you know, do you have any regrets for not going to Buffalo when you were drafted? And he's like, no, it's Buffalo.
And Buffalo sucks.
And that's where he was going. And I'm thinking, if that's today.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crushed.
That goes viral.
Yeah.
And he get booed off the field. No one probably saw that.
Right.
It is a great clip that's hilarious because of what he became there, which is so funny. So, and then there was this real quick, too. They're showing one of his first games against the Jets at Orchard Park. And Joe Klecko tells you everything that we think about when guys take cheap shots. He was having an issue with Kelly. Kelly was yelling at him. They were yelling back and forth. And so the Bills were on the one-yard line. And Klecko goes, it's the one-yard line. I'm going to get into him because what's a penalty? Half a yard?
Right.
So he clocks him and then is like rubbing him into the turf because, it's only a half-yard penalty. So be it.
Well, you got to teach him a lesson.
He taught him a lesson. It's actually pretty funny. All right, quick break. 5:52. We'll wrap it up with the one story that Al's been holding off. Didn't want to tell you. We waited to the final segment. That's next. And then Boomer and Geo at 6. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence on the NBA playoffs.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
A couple more minutes. We'll get you to the top of the hour with Boomer and Geo. Rangers win. They're down 2-1. Mets win. They win another series in San Francisco now tonight. The Yankees were swept in a doubleheader on Sunday by the White Sox. Al.
But good news, Jerry. They play the Orioles for the millionth
time. I saw that. I'm like, come on with this Oriole crap. Garrett Cole is good, 9-0 against the Orioles this year.
Yeah, he pitches tonight against
Holy
the Orioles.
Holy moly. And how many times are you going to see, whatever.
Yankee Stadium. They don't have to win in Baltimore.
Just, I don't want to see the Orioles ever again.
Well, listen, this is perfect timing for the Orioles. The Yankees scored one run in 18 innings yesterday, right?
The Yankees scored 19 runs tonight.
Right. They might win 19-0.
Did you see the Cardinal game? The Cardinals were up 18-0 on the Pirates yesterday.
Did they win?
They won 18-4 because Yadier Molina closed it out.
Oh, I did see he pitched.
He gave up 4 runs in the last inning. Like, come on, 18-0. The Pirates, what do we do? Are the Pirates the team, though? The Pirates won, the Reds threw the no-hitter, and the Pirates won. Does that sound right?
That I don't remember.
It was the Reds.
Geo's saying yes.
Yeah, the Reds threw the no-hitter, but the Pirates won the game.
All right, yes.
So, yeah, 18. Maybe the Yankees will top them tonight and score 19 runs.
I hope so.
Good Lord.
And, Jerry, I see Nick Foles is expected to sign with
the Frank Reich loves Nick Foles.
Indianapolis Colts.
That's fine. Makes sense.
He's going to back up Matt Ryan.
That's
going to be a bunch of old guys in that quarterback room.
That's a good spot for him, though. Because if something happens to Matt Ryan, you feel like a guy can step up and actually make some plays.
Jerry, does he have one more magic streak in him?
Well, you better hope not, because that means Matt Ryan got hurt.
Yeah. But if he does,
you've got Nick Foles.
We've got one more magic streak, Jerry.
Could you imagine if Nick he ever Foles. Did that and won another Super Bowl? It'd be like the crappiest quarterback to win two Super Bowls.
That'd be unbelievable. Two different teams. That's what I'm rooting. I don't want to say I'm rooting for a Matt Ryan injury, Jerry.
It sounds like you are.
That's not nice. But I would like to see Nick Foles get back in there.
I know. I hear
just
you.
Just one more
well,
time,
I don't, because I was the Cowboys.
How about this, Jerry? Nick Foles comes in late in the season. So Matt Ryan has a terrific season. Nick Foles comes in late in the season. They play the Bucs in the Super Bowl. And Nick Foles does it again.
But why do you want to see Matt Ryan, if he has a good season,
because I want to see Nick Foles be like Eli Manning and beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
That would be something.
Kick-ass.
If those are his losses to two quarterbacks. That would be something.
Four losses. Two to Eli Manning, two to Nick Foles.
Yeah, we're a long way to go. First of all, let's Nick Foles sign first.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
and Odyssey Station.